Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents On the Way to Bethlehem, an Advent study by Rob Vaquay. Narrated by George W. Saris. Introduction. A trek to the base camp of Everest. That is what I chose for my sabbatical. I am preparing for that trip as I write this book. Friends ask why I didn't choose to go to a beach and read some books. That answer would be too much of a detour. For now, let me just say that preparing for such a journey as to Everest Base Camp requires a lot. My wife is joining me in the expedition. We will travel with a group, and recently we had a meeting with some of our fellow trekkers. I found out quickly how behind I was in reading all the material sent to us by our guiding company. Someone mentioned the challenge of keeping all our belongings to the 33-pound limit. I said, that's not right. Airlines allow luggage to be 50 pounds per bag. It was clear I hadn't read the manual. Each person has to carry their own water along with what they want to have with them while hiking. But porters carry all other belongings. Those bags cannot exceed 33 pounds. Then there was information about the precise kind of shoes we needed to have. There were also recommendations on correct clothing to wear, items we need in case we get sick, gadgets for keeping phones charged. No, there's probably not much cell reception in the Himalayas, but if we use cameras to take pictures, then we need a battery-powered charger. There was information on cultural awareness do's and don'ts. The ability to purify water is the responsibility of each trekker. We need to prepare for having Nepalese currency in order to tip our Sherpas. We must have certain insurance in case of emergency evacuation. Yikes. Needless to say, I was more apprehensive about the trip than I was before this meeting, but mostly because of how unprepared I was. Any important journey requires preparation. Even trips not as complicated as a trek to the base camp of Everest take preparation and planning. How will we travel? Will we break up the trip along the way? If so, where will we stay? What will be our route? What kind of weather should we expect? What clothing should we have? Will we need travel documents, other currency, inoculations? For many people, the anticipation of a journey is half the fun. Doing all this work builds excitement about the places you will see and the experiences you hope to have. One thing is for certain. We never return from a journey the same. Our journeys shape us. We learn from them. We form and deepen relationships along the way. We have unexpected encounters that move us and provide memories that last the rest of our lives. Some journeys even change our lives. It is no wonder that the word journey is used as a metaphor for the spiritual life. From beginning to end, the Bible is a collection of journeys. God called Abraham to leave his home in the land of Ur of the Chaldeans and make his way to a place God would show him. That call and his response set Abraham on a path that led to the land of Canaan and his becoming the father of a nation to be set apart for God. Islam, Judaism, and Christianity trace their histories back to that journey. Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt into the wilderness, where they journeyed for 40 years. Those years were fraught with life-threatening obstacles and life-altering decisions. But along the way, they came to discover the character of God and God's plans for them. The residents of Jerusalem journeyed to Babylon defeated and hopeless. But a generation later, they would journey back to Jerusalem with new hope and a new desire to live faithfully. The disciples journeyed with Jesus throughout Israel for 3 years. During this time, they experienced miracles and heard teachings beyond their understanding. They became a tight-knit community. They gave their lives to continuing the ministry of Jesus. The Apostle Paul journeyed throughout the Mediterranean world, starting churches and spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. In his lifetime, he traveled roughly 10,000 miles. His journey took the church beyond the boundaries of Judaism and brought hope to people of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?